Most prisoners who work behind bars make close to nothing. But a new program is basically creating a web development startup inside San Quentin Prison in California and paying the inmates who work there $16.79 an hour. It's called the Last Mile Works, part of the Last Mile, a program which teaches prisoners coding skills. It's just getting off the ground in San Quentin, but they're already working with some pretty high-profile companies on projects, and the first crop of inmates is leaving prison with portfolios, ready to find a job. For more on this, I got a hold of Natrina Gandana, program director for The Last Mile, via Skype.
Our main goal, of course, is, you know, we believe that having a job is the key to breaking the cycle of incarceration. You know, we see potential and a lot of opportunity within our students. They are dedicated, they are extremely loyal, extremely hardworking, and we wanted to provide an opportunity for them to actually get living wages while incarcerated. Typically, when an inmate is released from prison, they're given $200 and kind of like a pat on the back. With our program, we want to cultivate, you know, an actual ladder towards mobility, using these savings accounts, using these marketable skills to actually get a job once they return to society.
Right. And not every inmate can get in. Like you said, there are some steps that go into this. What's the criteria for inmates?
So we have a pretty strict criteria. First, they have to have a high school diploma or some GED equivalency. They have to have a sentence of no more than 3 years, but no less than 1 year. But that's, you know, that's because our program is 1 year long. Mm-hmm. They have to have no infractions for the last 18 months. They have to have a history of prison programming and rehabilitation. They have to have no record of cyber crimes. And additionally, you know, after they fit this criteria, they are given an application with short essay questions, an in-person interview, and a short technical assessment.
Okay. And so inmates, though, in prison, right, don't have access to internet. How do they learn to code? How do you tackle that?
Absolutely. It's an incredibly difficult problem. I've heard people say that learning how to code without internet access is akin to learning how to swim in a bathtub, basically. So basically, you know, yes, there is no internet for inmates in our program. So to mitigate this issue, we set up a server connected to a local area network that hosts our curriculum and offline versions of websites like Stack Overflow, Wikipedia, Freed Code Camp. This simulates an environment of the internet without any actual connectivity.
And so let's talk about how much these inmates are being paid. You mentioned that being kind of a goal of this, but there's a lot of controversy around using goods or services that are made by inmates because they're really often not paid almost anything. So that's not the case here. How much are they being paid?
They are getting paid $16.82.
Wow.
Which is the highest minimum wage in the country. You know, if we work in partnership with CalPIA, and they divide the salary up into five different areas. There's areas for restitution. If the student has restitution to pay, they have room and board fees, commissary. But we actually dictated the salary based on the EDD's requirements. You know, we work with the Employment Development Department to dictate the salary, what we believe a intern in a software engineering company would be paid. And, you know, like you mentioned, a lot of prison labor is very little. You know, it's 20 cents to maybe 80 cents an hour.
Right.
And they're working specifically with government partners. And that is how they kind of mitigate that minimum wage requirement. With us, we're working with private partners. So we have to pay at least, this amount. And obviously, there are potential for salaries, too.
Right. And what about after inmates are released from prison and are now looking for jobs? Can this kind of experience, you think, overcome that stigma of having learned these skills in prison, having been in prison?
Absolutely. You know, the United States Department of Labor suggests that by 2020, there will be 1 million unfulfilled tech jobs. And we kind of look at the statistics and believe that our students could be well positioned for these roles. We're in the Silicon Valley. We see the way that tech has transformed everyday life. We see the great need for tech talent, and we believe that potential can be learned inside an incarcerated setting. So what we want to do is be able to transform the narrative, be able to have the student be able to share their story, their side of the story, because obviously when you look online, you only look at the court records, you're only really seeing one side. But if a student has, you know, rehabilitation, programming, and has dedicated themselves to learning a new skill, that's something that should be weighted. That is something that should be considered when looking for a job, when looking for an employee.
Yeah. So are plans underway to replicate this program, to spread it to other prisons throughout the country?
Absolutely. You know, our goal is to affect as many lives as possible. We have interest from around 25 different states and countries eager to implement our program. So right now, we're actually building out our learning management system, and this will actually host our curriculum so that we can do this easy replication. Given the right support and funding, we're confident that we could bring this program to more U.S. prisons.
Okay. Natrina Gandana is the program director for The Last Mile. Natrina, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the show.